eighth mitzvah, yichbosh avonoseinu, he will keep away, he'll store away our transgressions. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes two separate accounts of our mitzvahs and our avos. You'll see in a minute. Harei Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitznaheg im Yisrael b'midazu. This is the way Hakadosh Baruch Hu behaves with us. This is how he conducts with us. No, it's further. The Kodesh Baruch Hu like stores away an aveira. He keeps away an aveira. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu deals with Klal Yisrael in a special way. It's a soy kavishas ha'ovrin. He stores away if you do an aveira. Ki hinei hamitzvah hi kapoirachas olzon nitzah. Beautiful poetic expression here. A mitzvah flies up and blossoms. Porachas olzon nitzah. It like is a different world altogether. It flies up. He says in the footnote here, Imu tzadik ki toiv ki primal alehem yochelu. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. They say about a tzadik he's good because he eats from the primal alehem. There's fruit from his actions. It's like a mitzvah has increments to it, has investments to it, the capital, and he eats from the investment. But the actual mitzvah itself, the schar, is kept for olam habo. But the pre he has in olam hazeh. We know that. Keren kemes lo olam habo, peg lo seim vo olam hazeh. So a mitzvah is porachas olzon nitzah. It has blossom and it has fruit coming from it. U'boker bo'ola ad ein tachlis lichnois lifnei isborach. And it climbs up, a mitzvah that we do goes up in front of our Kodesh Baruch, in front of the Kisei HaKavod, and it's stored there. A separate place for mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have an enormous response to them. They're kept away and kept in Olam HaEmes. Omlam HaAvoinas Ein Lahem Knisa Sham. Avoinas do not get in there. It's not as if you have an account of credits and debits. It doesn't work like that. There's an entirely separate place. An Aveira doesn't enter into the Mokam of Shamayim, Chas v'Sholom, Ela Kodeshom, the Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps them, Lo Yikonsu, and doesn't gather them there. He makes a separate place for them, a separate storage for Aveiras. Kidusiv Lo Yibuch Harok, no evil settles there. It's entirely out of that domain. Lo Yagub Bimulchora, Imkain Ein Ha'Ova Nichnas Penima. Therefore, a chait doesn't go into the record in Shamayim in front of the Kisei HaKavod. It's kept somewhere else. Umitam zeh sra mitzvah b'haya maleka. And that's the meaning of there's no reward in this world for mitzvahs, because mitzvahs are kept for olam ha'emes. An oynish for an aveira is put in Gehinnom. It's an entirely different place. It's not as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a reckoning. He explains further. Mipnei sheheim lifnei front of Yisborach. The mitzvahs are in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and they stay there. How can a Kodesh Baruch Hu pay? There's no currency here. There's no currency here to pay off for a mitzvah in this world, because the schar is so great in Ruchnias. You don't get paid for mitzvahs here, because it's like there's nothing relevant. How can you pay in Gashmias for something? Maybe the payos you'll get, or maybe for a mitzvah shalol lishma. We'll come on to it in a minute. But a real perfect mitzvah stays in Olam HaEmes in Ruchnias. It doesn't stay in this world. HaKadosh Baruch doesn't take a bribe. Since you did this mitzvah, therefore I'll discount that aveira. It doesn't work like that. HaMoshal hazeh, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimer, Osa alboim mitzvahs. Now you did 40 mitzvahs. Ve'es aveiros, you did 10 aveiros. Nisha'u shloisha mitzvahs. And therefore you're left with it. No, it doesn't work like that. Ve'elchu es aveiros. It doesn't go 10 on. It doesn't go like that. You're not left with 30. But what happens? Ela afilu tzadik gomo v'osa aveira achas. Even a tzadik gomo who does one aveira, doyme lefonu kilu sorafes haTorah. I don't understand this moshul, that it's like he burnt a sefer Torah. I don't know what he means here on this moshul. Doyme lefonu kilu sorafes haTorah. He says down the bottom in the footnote that kol zechuyoy shemerubim avoinosav marien lo. All the mitzvahs that the Talmid Chacham does, that the Tzaddik does, are kept there. Now he does one aveira, it's as if he's sorof kol haTorah, but lo shayach mimena afilu ois achas.
made the Gaon like a third mark on Sefer Torah, damage to the Torah that he is. He's on the Sefer Torah and he caused a little damage to it by doing the Avera.
To what? To his Avera that he did?
It is called damage to himself.
To Ilusar when he did so many mitzvahs.
I'm going to say like a Sefer Torah. So the Torah that he is, himself, he caused damage to.
And it's not like he burnt the whole thing, he put a burn mark in it. It's like, put a moon in it.
I don't know. Therefore, you understand what you're saying, that he damaged the Sefer Torah.
He
burnt the Torah itself. It's so severe that he did 1,000 mitzvahs and he did one aveira. So that aveira is like ilu sarafes haTorah. I feel tzadik gomel v'os aveira achas domel lafon kilu sarafes haTorah. I'm not sure. I can't answer that.
So is it that the Averas go to some other place?
They go to some other place.
It's not even a cheshbon, you know, one against the other.
It doesn't tally. It doesn't tally one with the other. And therefore, what does it mean, Sarifas HaTorah? The severity of them, one Avera that he did. You understand what I'm saying? As if he himself.
Right. No, I hear what he's saying.
But then you should say, his Torah. It's Sarifas HaTorah. I can't answer this, but what we see clearly, there are two separate areas. One is for mitzvahs and one is for aveiros, and the aveiro is kept in a separate place altogether. Ad sheyirtzeh chayva, first of all, you have to sort out the aveiro, but achachri kabos chakol mitzvahs.
So, if they're not weighed against each other, I mean, we come to Yom Din, you know, like on, you know, Rosh Hashanah every year, we say everything, the scales are done.
Right.
So, are they pulled out from wherever they are, and then not? I mean, if one doesn't have shaykhus to the other, then what's...
No, that's only whether a person is a tzaddik or a rasha. That doesn't mean to say whether they're paid off there now. Mm-hmm. The cheshbon of whether the person is a tzaddik or a rasha.
Okay. That's for schar onesh.
Schar or onesh. Whether a person is, what is he, a tzaddik or is he a beinoni or is he a rasha? What is he?
Uh-huh.
So that's for cheshbon. But it's not as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an aveira. You mean when he weighs it out, what's the weighing out? The weighing out is not weighing out to say that one cancels out the other. He has to either do tshuva or la aleinu gets an onesh for the aveira.
Right.
The choices are tshuva, or we did that previously. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for the aveira, and maybe he'll put it straight, or he gives lo aleinu, he gives an onish for it. He keeps the aveira. He's mekayim the person. But nevertheless, the onish, the aveira has to be sorted out separately. It's a separate cheshbon altogether. But why he gives an example of sarf HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I can't answer that.
Especially if it's held in abeyance for him to do tshuva, then the aveira will go away anyhow. So then what's it going to do? It's already damaged to the Sefer Torah. Does the Torah get unsinged?
That's what Yonah said. Yes, it means
it'll get unsinged.
Unsinged. But the moshel is such a severe moshel. It's a tzaddik gomel did one aveira ki il soif es haTorah. I can't answer that. I was thinking about it, and I can't work it out. He says at the bottom here on this point. Look at the bottom here on the footnote. Ayin a Rambam. You got in tzaddik ches at the bottom. He brings down. Until he does tshuva, so there's a havdol. Even though he's a tzaddik gomel, there's a havdola between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tofin mitzvoyis of upon him, kisha osa tshuva, mekabli mitzvoyis of nachas. And then once he's cleaned out the slate of aveiros, then he can get all the schar for his mitzvahs. But you can't abolish, you can't mevatel the aveira completely. The aveira has to be sorted out for itself. The mitzvahs are given a reward, but the problem is you don't get the reward until the aveiros are sorted out. Maybe that's the meaning when they say that a person goes to Gehinnom lo aleinu, there's a din of 12 months. That's the payment. And then afterwards, the washer goes to Olam HaEmes. Afterwards, after he's paid off from the aveiros lo aleinu. Maybe that's the meaning of it here. A person is in din for 12 months.
Why say a rasha then? Because if it's a tzaddik gomel, he still has.
If it's a tzaddik gomel, it's not a rasha, but there's a payment to be made.
Exactly. So it's not necessarily a rasha. I mean, even a tzaddik could have.
Yes. Have, yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Is it tzaddikim to have a 12 months?
Lav Dafka. No, Lav Dafka. You know, this is just, it was Nifta, this Rav Gujinsky, Rav Gujinsky, the son of Rav Avraham Gujinsky. So he had a chavusa for 80 years.
80 years.
He learned with a chavusa. He learned with someone in Europe, and he came here to Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Brak, and he learned with a person for 80 years. And he always learned with him every day. One day he never turned up. He came out, he escaped. But
he was in a cat, no?
No, no. So he came out, and One day he never turned up, and his chavusa turned around and said to the family, "I don't know, I had a dream last night that he came to me and said, I'm already in Gan Eden. He came to him, and he didn't know that he had died. He came to him in the night. Rav Gavinsky came to him and said, "I'm already in Gan Eden," and he didn't. And then he asked, "Did he lie?" He said, "No, he was nifted today." And he was nifted today. In other words, he came and told him that night. He came and told him, "I'm already in Gan Eden. I'm in Gan Eden already straight away.
So we won't be meeting today.
We won't be meeting today. I'm already in Gan Eden," he said to him. That's what he said to him in the dream. He came to the Chavusa that night when he was nifted. His name was Yitzchak Kaczynski, the son of Abahor. Ani Lochashev, Ani Leve, I don't know. I had a connection with him. Ken. But perhaps a person can go straight to Gan Eden. There are certain people there. Soivel Nevach Yisurim that they have in Olam Azeh, they go straight to Gan Eden. Okay, let's carry on. V'zeh chesed godol she'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu im tzadikim. And that is a tremendous kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with tzadikim. She'eino menake mipnei she'amitzvos chashuvos ma'od. Because he doesn't diminish the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are very important, ma'od. U'mis'alois ad lefonav yisforach. And they climb up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have a reckoning in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ich yenake mehen bishvil averos. How can you tidy up from a mitzvah, take away from a mitzvah due to the avera? How can you do that? You can't take it away. How can you? Because the mitzvah is so powerful. How can you take it away? The mitzvah stays, but still, the avera has to be paid off. There's a beautiful story told, which Rav Matisyo used to say, that Rav Shmuel Greinerman, the father of Rav Chaim Greinerman, came to Gateshead on the Yom Noiroim after the Chazon Ish was nifta. He couldn't stay in Eretz Yisrael. He was in such pain, he couldn't stay in Eretz Yisrael after the petir of the Chazon Ish. He said he couldn't daven here. So he came to Gate, he went to Gateshead, and he told over the following maisa of the Chofetz Chaim, that Shmuel Greinerman was also at a shamash, a very close Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chazon Ish as well. So he said that there was once a meeting in the house of the Chofetz Chaim. All the Rosh Yeshivas came together. They had a terrible problem raising the money for the yeshivas, and they couldn't sort it out. All the Rosh Yeshivas came and sat together, and no one could come up with a solution. How to raise the money, how to feed the bochum, and they didn't have an answer for it. And the meeting carried on, and no one had an answer. And they went on for many hours at night, how to get the money. They didn't have anywhere to get the money. And they decided they'll wait until the following morning and come back again and discuss it in the morning. Meanwhile, the Chofetz Chaim sat at the table. He was very, very distressed. Chofetz Chaim was very mudag. He was very worried. He doesn't know how to solve the problem. So Reb Shmuel Greinerman couldn't take sitting with the Chofetz Chaim in such a state. He was so upset. He went to lie down and tried to sleep, and he couldn't sleep. And he lay in his bed, and he thought to himself, "I have the answer. What I'm going to do is I'll give up my schar tomorrow morning for tefillin. I'll ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take that schar and use it to pay off the yeshivas. I don't want to take my schar." So he said, "But before I do that, I better ask the Chofetz Chaim if it's a good eitz or not." So he went to the Chofetz Chaim and went into the room, and the Chofetz Chaim was sitting in the same chair in the same state, didn't move. He was so concerned, he didn't know what to do. So he turned around and said to the Chofetz Chaim, "I have an eitz." The Chofetz Chaim's face lit up. He says, "Yes, what's the eitz you have?" So he said, "I have an eitzah that I'm going to give away my schar tomorrow morning for the yeshivas, and I'll have parnasa." So Chofetz Chaim smiled his face out. He said, "Mein kind," he said, "you don't understand. What happens if a child finds in the street a shtar for a million rubles, and he goes to the candy store, and he goes to, he's going to have some candies with a shtar of a million rubles. The shopkeeper will say to him, "I'm sorry, but I can't make this payment. If he's Yoshua at all, he'll send the child back and say, 'And take it back. I can't pay you with this. This is not Shaya to pay $1 million for a few candies. It doesn't work like that.'" But at times, if you don't realize how great the schar is when you put on tefillin, you can. If the schar is enormous, it's way over above the weight for you hear for feeding the yeshivas. It's far above that. Have a mitzvah. You don't know the value of a mitzvah here. The value of a mitzvah is $1 million in Olam HaEmes. Putting on tefillin for one day could feed all the yeshivas, but HaKadosh won't take it. He won't take your check. He won't do it. It won't be received because the value of the mitzvah is so great. So Matisyahu said from that, from here you see that what does it mean those chayav mitzvahs? Maybe if a mitzvah is not done perfectly, then it can be paid off here. If a mitzvah has in it a taint of olam hazeh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu could pay it off here. But if it's kulo lishma, then the schar is completely. When we say schar mitzvah b'hayal maleka, there's no reward, that means for what type of mitzvahs? For a perfect mitzvah. But maybe, said Rav Matisyahu, the Nefesh HaChaim brings that out, if you have a mitzvah which is shalo lishma, then perhaps you can get a reward for it in this world. That's to tell you, when a mitzvah is perfect, if you do a mitzvah perfectly, tomorrow morning if you put tefillin on perfectly, the schar for that is mamash lanetzach. It's an enormous schar for that. You do a mitzvah perfectly. But shalo lishma, maybe ulaydi can. And secondly, you should realize also the connection that a person has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the schar, a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way that the reward is enormous. If a yid does an aveira, it's entirely different if a goy does an aveira. The connection which Klal Yisrael have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great that the reward is in lanetzach, because they're covered by a goyim, doesn't have that sort of connection. Realize that the chavivus is of a Yehudim when he does a mitzvah. The reward is enormous for that. Masha'enke, and a goy doesn't have that sort of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's when it's done by Shlemus. When it's done, a mitzvah is done perfectly, the reward by Olam HaEmes is enormous. It's not payable. There's no currency here. There's no matbea here for it in this world. That's what he means. But if you nake bishul haveros, how can you pay off haveros in this world? Ki schar haveros hu mechelek hagehinam, because the haveros goes to gehinam mehanitza, from the person who did the haveros. But mitzvah schoron mehanichbad, and the mitzvah is an entirely different department, entirely different place. That's for a person nichbad in olam haemes, and that's an entirely different place. It's not one for the other. One has to be paid off. I mean, that's the reason why we have to do tshuva. Tshuva cleans up so that you can receive the rewards. Ziv Hashchina. How can you possibly pay one for another? Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu goy v'choy v'averos u'maskir tzra kol ha-mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu claims the payment for an avera and gives reward out for the mitzvahs. Take a look at the footnote at the bottom here. He brings here a beautiful footnote from the Megillas Esther. You have it here? He means that. You have it? V'yemeh melech homon lemelech. Do you have that? Esther, there's a footnote there at the end, just before Kuf Beis. Oh, this is Madness Time. Oh, so he says here, I'm sorry, it's the wrong one. Vayomer Haman the Melech, listen to these psukim. Vayomer Haman the Melech Achashverosh. Yeshna Amechad Mufuza Mufura Ben Amamim. We would be paying for Purim, my boy said. So when Haman turned around and said to him, there's a nation in the world, there's Doseh HaMelech Elam Oisim, they don't keep the Melech. The rules of the Melech. Melech ain't shavu la'anicham. It's not worth it for the king to spare this nation. Imal ha'melech toiv yikosev la'abdom. So let the king destroy this nation. V'aseres ha'lofim kirka kesev eshkol. And I will give out 10,000 shekel al yidei oiseh ha'melech la'hobi aginz ha'melech. That's a posit. I'll give you 10,000 shekel in order to do this. V'yosa ha'melech es habasa. The king removed his ring. Me'al yodo v'yitna la'homan. He gave it to Haman. V'yema ha'melech la'homan. Ha'kesev nasun l'cham. Take the money, and do what you want with it. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whenever it's said, and Divrei Haman is the words of the Sotan. And that's what the king said. You said, HaMelech, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Sotan, take the Aveiros, take them. The Onish Aveiros is given to the Sotan. He'll sort that out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the score for mitzvahs that you do. In other words, when it says the Haman said you take the money, it means taking them to the Sultan. Sultan, take what you want. Do what your chalik, and I'm keeping my chalik. The king HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps what he wants for himself, and you take the money and do what you want to do. And that's the dogma which you have with aveiros. And a person has aveiros, so they're given over to the Sultan to take care of them. Well, if a person does tshuva, so it's a different chalik altogether. Let's go back. The aveiros do not pile up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides them and puts them aside. They don't interrupt in the perfection and the beauty of a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises the actions of a person. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not keep away the mitzvahs that you do. Any mitzvah that you've done is kept in abeyance and kept in storage. Ela pareach ba'oyle adam ha'oyd, lichlam mitzvahs mitzvah, v'nivne mimenu binyan ha'lobosh nichbal. And the person is given a tremendous reward and clothing. What's this marshal of clothing? I know that there's a loshen by Sora that an avon that they were bobayomim. What does bobayomim mean? So the Zohar says on the loshen of bobayomim that each day was another day for avon, and it means dovid amelach also bobayomim. Each day was an additional day. So the Zohar brings out on that, that each day was another kishut, another garment which the neshama wears. So when you go to olam haemes, the greatest reward is that you're fully dressed. You're dressed, the neshama is dressed up. The worst aveira, the worst embarrassment is to be undressed. When the neshama has nothing on it, then it has no clothing. So the moshel of when he says, lavush nichbal, the neshama after 120 years has so much clothing on it, it's very mechubad, it's dressed with clothing. And that's the meaning of bobayomim. Each day is an additional day, each day an additional clothing. And that's the moshel of lavush nichbal. Lavush nichbal, the neshama is clothed in mitzvahs. Beautiful moshel that. And the worst embarrassment is to be undressed. Va'avonos ein lehem skulahu. Aveiros don't get this. Ela koveish esom shelo yatzlichu hatzlocha zu v'lo yikonsu pnima. And the aveiros don't get in pnima. And that, my boy, is a mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And it's a great taiva for us. Never does an aveiros pogem a mitzvah. You can do many mitzvahs and do aveiros as well. But the aveiros are separate. The schar for the mitzvah is kept. La alein, a person has to pay off for the aveiros that he does. Whether it's to Shuvah, La Malek, or La Alein through Yisurim. But don't imagine that the mitzvahs get lost. The mitzvahs carry, kept in the storage, and they're for a person, La Olam Ha'emes, Ad La Olam Habo. Now, he goes, now, Ben Adam Lachaveiro. How would you put this, Ben Adam Lachaveiro? Af Mida Zu Tzorech Adam Isnaigvo. This is a Mida for a person to act on himself. Shela Yichvosh Toivo Ischaveiro, V'yizgal Roh Chegomluhu. A person should not store away the aveiros, the tovas that a person has done, as against the bad. Supposing a person has done many tovas for you, and also he's done harm to you, so a person shouldn't take away the tovas. Try and recall always the tovas that he's done for you. Ela adav yichbosh hara. Person should keep away the ra, vishkachehu, and put it aside. Viasnechehu v'lo yagu b'murugurara. It's very hard to do. The person has done an avla to you, but he's also done favors to you. People always think of the bad instead of thinking of the good. What you have to try and think of is, for example, with a parent, I often feel that way. Sometimes you're like, you didn't do correct things for the child. And so you make mistakes for the child, but you also did a lot of favors for the child. The child should really think of all the tovas that a parent does. It's very hard to do that. Always concentrating on the good that a person has done. Maybe he did an avra to you, maybe he did something wrong. That has to be dismissed. And build up the person as a profile in front of you for all the good that he's done. And don't turn around and say, yeah, he's done good for me, but he's also done harm to me. But the yishkach hatover, and he'll don't forget the good. It's very hard to do that. Lo yase kein, ela b'ro yisratze. Forget the harm that someone does for you. Kol derech ritzu sheyucham. Try as much as you can to dismiss and push aside the harm that you did to somebody. Va'atover al yasni chenu la'olam mibein eino. And don't let the good that a person do to you disappear from you. It's very hard to do that, but it's a quality a person has to try and train himself in. The way I do it is Lanias Daiti. As always, when I think of that sort of thing, I think things that I've done harm to other people, I would like them to remember the good I've done to them and not the bad. So you think of yourself. For yourself, what would you like people to remember you? People that the good that you did, not you did something bad to somebody. Look in the mirror. If you look in the mirror, then you realize for yourself, if you've harmed somebody, upset somebody, you hope they don't think of you for bad. You hope they think of you for good. So it's also a person to do it for themselves. And hide your eye from the bad, which is that as much as you can. I want to give you an example of this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said after Chet HaEgel, the Medrash brings down in Parshas Kisisa, so he said, Ro'oi ro'isi, I have seen the Aveilus of this nation. So the Medrash brings down on that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the great reward that they'll get for Matan Torah. But he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saw the results of the Aveilus of the Egel. He never showed Moshe that. He only showed Moshe the great Tzchar for Matan Torah. He didn't show Moshe Rabbeinu the Aveira of Chet HaEgel, what that would come about. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to be the manhig and the roya for Klal Yisrael. How can he look after Klal Yisrael if Moshe has in his mind and a picture of the Aveiras that they've done? So the Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu only showed him the Tzchar of Kabbalah HaTorah, but not the Oinesh of Chet HaEgel. So that even by Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was worried, Kal Shechem by us, we shouldn't have in our mind the bad, because it damages and blemishes all the good that someone has done to you. If Moshe Rabbeinu was shown that, so I was thinking, kosher came by us. We also don't damage the good that's done to you by picturing that in front of you. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts aside our aveiros, so we also should put aside the aveiros. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives an onish for it. But for us, we should try and dismiss them as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind always the good that someone has done to you. That's the nisayon that we have. That's the middle which we see today. The beautiful maestro of Shmuel Greinemann, though, that to remember that, to remember the tzchar, the enormous tzchar a person gets for a mitzvah, you know, realize how great it is. It's not shayach to pay it off in Olam Hazeh, because the currency is so great, the value of a mitzvah is so great, even to feed all the yeshivas. It's not a negotiable document here. You can't do anything with it.
When it's purely lishma.
There is perhaps, if it's shalom lishma, but Nefesh HaChaim brings down at the end of Shah Dalet, if it's an element of shalom lishma, then already there is an aspect to it that it can be paid in Olam Hazeh. Aisha Bekov last milim bo, if it's done on the left or right, if it's done on the left, it's shalom lishma. So you get Aisha Bekovah, maybe you'll get reward of Aisha Bekovah in this world. But if it's done kulo lishma, then the reward is all in Olam HaEmes. But nevertheless, the payros, which we saw, are in Olam HaZeh. Ken Kiemes lo Olam HaBo, but a payros, a person does eat in Olam HaZeh.
The positive
and right. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says that the payos that you eat in Olam Hazeh is the dibur that you say. For example, if you do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Aruchim, and the conversation that you have gets to the pay is the payros, the dibur that you do with the maisa. The actual maisa of Hachnasas Aruchim is bringing somebody in. That stays in Olam HaEmes. But the conversation which accompanies the mitzvah is often the payros that you get in Olam HaZeh. It's not the real mitzvah. For example, Nicham Aveilim. You went to Menachem Aveilim. What you say is payros, but what you actually do is caring by Olam HaBon. For example, I'll give you an example. It's tzedakah. The person gives a great deal of money to tzedakah and does it with a save upon him yofo, so the mitzvah is great. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Reish Mem Zayin in Yerodea, Reish Mem Tes in Yerodea, that if you do a mitzvah, div tzedakah, with a bad mood, then you lose all the schus completely. You lose it completely. If you do it upon him zorafos, you lose the schar of the mitzvah, because it damages the mitzvah completely like that. Yes, what happened to the positive? What happened? You gave $1 million, but you gave $1 million, so take the money and leave me alone.
You get bonus points if you do the positive.
It seems in the Shach and the Taz, I was learning it today in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach and the Taz seem to bring down that if you do a mitzvah, and if you do tzedakah, and you do it the same upon him, that is the mitzvah. But if you do it, you lose, you ma'abe, says the Shulchan Aruch, you ma'abe the mitzvah completely. You blew the mitzvah completely, even though you gave such a lot of money.
Again,
11 brachas. If a person gives the tzedakah, I think you get 7. If you're mefayis him, you get 11. So altogether, 18 brachas. It's the moin baba batsa. Mefayis beli is 11 brachas. If you 10 tzedakah, is 7. So altogether, a person can get 18 brachas. But if he just gives the money by itself, then maybe the seven bochas, perhaps. That's true, what you're saying, yes. Okay. Fine. Okay. Yes, strange.